Gender identity is something people are talking about more and more, and not just in Michigan and North Carolina. Across the pond, MPs in the UK recently said in a report that Britain has a long way to go before transgender people achieve equality. Among their recommendations, people should be able to declare which gender they are, regardless of what doctors or anyone else says. And it's the sort of thing already happening in the Republic of Ireland. Stateside's partner, the BBC's Keith Doyle, reports.
In the coffee shop of the Outhouse Centre in Dublin, Claire and Sam are checking out their picture in a magazine. This has been an extraordinary 12 months for lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender, or LGBT, rights in Ireland. After being the first country in the world to pass marriage equality by public vote, its parliament introduced landmark legislation which allows people to legally decide their gender simply by filling out a form without medical or state interference.
I'm 71 years of age. I'm Claire Farrell. I've worked all my life as a male. For me, the changes are huge. The state now has to accept me, and has to accept me as in the gender I have always wanted to be. It means that when I leave this world, I leave as Claire, and that to me is very important.
I was always acting the same way as I am now.
Sam Blankensee is a 22-year-old veterinary nursing student.
When I got the form, it was really like a big deal for me to see on paper that the government was recognising me as a guy. For a young person now to be able to show a birth cert that matches how they feel without having to talk about like the fact that they're trans, they can literally just show a piece of paper and not be asked all of the awkward questions I was asked.
It took legal challenges to the European Court of Human Rights to force the Irish government to draft new legislation. But once the process started, it went even further than many could have hoped for. Sarah Phillips is the chair of Transgender Equality Network Ireland.
Now, it's actually quite simple. You download an application form, you fill it out, post it away. Approximately 5-6 days later, you will receive your gender recognition certificate. There is a process then for if you wish to medically transition, you will go through that through the healthcare process. Because not every trans person will want to transition medically, and therefore they should not be denied then legal recognition.
Well, it's a cold and damp January afternoon on Dublin's Capel Street, outside one of the city's more popular gay bars. A stark contrast to the heat of last summer when hundreds, if not thousands, of people were out on this street celebrating the yes vote in the marriage equality referendum. And it was the overwhelming yes vote from the Irish electorate in that referendum that saw this latest legislation go through virtually unopposed.
I'm Kevin Humphreys, Minister of State at the Department of Social Protection. If you see where Ireland has moved since the 70s to where we are now in 2016, where we have probably one of the most progressive legislation, not only in marriage equality, but also in relation to our citizens that are transgender. When we started on this path, lots of that conservative opposition melted away when they heard the real stories on how it impacted on them, how it impacted on their families, and how it impacted on their children.
Despite the sea change, conservative voices do remain. Senator Jim Walsh was outspoken against same-sex marriage and has some advice for UK legislators.
They should look at the research, not totally accept in an uncritical way the advocacy of LGBT groups. Or a feminist groups who have a particular ideological agenda in many instances, because the legislation should reflect and respect the dignity of the individuals who find themselves in this particular situation, but should also balance that against the common good of society.
But the advice from Sam back at the Outhouse Cafe is for the government to embrace the MP's recommendations and even go further.
We've come so far. It's great to now see that the UK has kind of taken note and kind of are looking to use that to shape new and better legislation.
That's Sam ending the report by the BBC's Keith Doyle. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.